The Justice Department Inspector General finds that a student hiring program was marred by nepotism. Two immigration administrators and a judge made the hiring of relatives seem like a routine practice in the Executive Office for Immigration Review. Here to review the rules about nepotism and how federal managers can avoid trouble, Joseph Kaplan, founding principal at the Washington law firm Passman & Kaplan. He joins me now in this week's Legal Loop. Joe, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
All right. So give us the broad definition of nepotism. And is it a violation of federal regulations or a legal, a law, a violation?
Actually, both. And I'll discuss that. Nepotism really has a broad definition. And I think there are really three questions that you need to ask to understand it. The first is, who can't engage in whatever this practice is? Secondly, what is this practice? And third, what is the definition of a relative? So who can't do whatever this activity is? Any official in an agency who has the authority to appoint, employ, promote, or advance, or to recommend one of those actions. So it's very broad. It's not just hiring. And what is it that they can't do? Well, they can't do any of those things. You can't appoint someone, you can't employ, you can't promote, you can't advance, or here's the big one, and this is where most people get in trouble, you can't advocate for these things. So in other words, you can't recommend or refer for advancement, promotion, employment, okay?
And does that also apply to hiring for contracting purposes?
This only involves employment with the agency. It wouldn't be contractors. There may be other regulations involving the contracting process. Now, who is it that this applies to? Who can't be hired? It's a broad definition of who a relative is. It includes parents and children, siblings, niece, nephew, first cousin, and if you're married, it involves those relationships who are in-laws, your father and mother-in-law, sons and daughters-in-law, brothers and sisters-in-law. It even gets into step-parents, Tom, and half-brother, half-sister relationships. So it's really very broad. And we've got two specific provisions of law. We have the anti-nepotism statute, but this is also a prohibited personnel practice, and that means that the Office of Special Counsel can have a complaint filed against an employee who violates these provisions and seek to have them disciplined, including removed from federal government. There are also a couple regulations that are involved here, standards of ethical conduct for federal employees. This would violate most likely a conflict of interest regulation, which prohibits an employee from engaging in a matter that is likely to have a direct and predictable effect on their financial interest of someone in their household, or would question the employee's impartiality. And it also involves another provision in dealing with use of public office for private gain. If by advancing a family member for employment, it's going to increase someone's livelihood and make them have an income. That would be using your private office to advance that person financially.
So how often does this happen? I mean, how widespread is this in government? You don't hear about too many IG cases regarding nepotism.
We really don't hear too much about this because, you know, in order for these cases to come out, somebody is going to really have to blow the whistle on it. Someone's going to have to come forward and report it. So we don't hear about it that often. There aren't that many reported cases. So we don't know. I suspect like the DOJ IG report here, it probably happens a lot when there are like summer hire positions, when people are looking for their kids to get summer jobs. But the other area where this can arise, and I am seeing this more and more, is that relationships develop on the job. So there are people who are in supervisory relationships, and they start to develop a romance between them, or want to solidify a relationship like that. And you then have a situation where people who were kind of not in a nepotism situation put themselves in one, and they have to take action to remove themselves from the chain of command. So I'm seeing that happen.
We're speaking with Joe Kaplan. He's a founding principal at Passman & Kaplan of Washington. And earlier you said you can't advocate for that person. When, in the case of the Executive Office for Immigration Review, the director, Juan Osuna, gave his daughter's resume to different people, is that advocating just simply handing a resume? What if you hand the resume and say, now this is my daughter or my wife or whatever it might be. Don't give it special consideration, but it is my daughter.
That's a danger right there, because lower level subordinates who are being given that information from a superior are going to get the message. And the IG report that you referenced specifically said there was such a culture of nepotism there that little needed to be said in order for subordinates to get the message that the higher level officials there wanted their children to be hired. So the most I would recommend anyone do is you can ask if the agency is hiring. You can ask what the hiring procedures are. But beyond that, I would not take any steps. You know, you can go to your child and say, I think my agency is hiring, and these are the procedures, or do that to another family member. But beyond that, I would not do anything that connotes that you would like this person hired or considered.
And does the hiring or consideration need to come within a given manager's purview or line of authority? What if Osuna gave his daughter's resume to someone in, you know, across the campus at some other building, you know, some other office in Justice Department, that he would have no authority over the hiring or not hiring? Would that still be something that should be avoided?
Yes, it definitely has to be avoided, because the prohibition is for an official to do this within his agency or within her agency. So it's pretty broad. And let me say this to the subordinate who might be wanting to please the higher level official by hiring a family member. There is risk for that person as well. That person wouldn't be guilty of nepotism, Tom, but there is a prohibited personnel practice that prohibits granting a preference or advantage not authorized by law. So the subordinate would very likely find themselves guilty of a prohibited personnel practice, which could lead them to discipline and prosecution by the Office of Special Counsel.
So as a practical matter, if you are the subordinate and the boss drops a relative's resume off or says, hey, take a close look at this one, should you blow the whistle? Should you put it in the trash can? Or should you just find a way not to hire that? What should you do?
I would do two things. One, I would go to the agency's ethics officer or to the general counsel's office and ask for advice, take some guidance from them. The other thing I would do is I would say to the superior officer, I think this is a violation of agency ethics rules. I would like you, please, to get an opinion from the ethics officer before I do this. Now, that's hard for a subordinate to do, but the first piece of advice I gave shouldn't be, and that is for the subordinate to go to the ethics officer or their Office of General Counsel and get advice.
So either way, though, a manager or a superior who is even attempting this can poison the relationship with underlings, even if no hiring takes place.
That's very true. And, you know, really what agencies should be doing, I think, is a better job about training managers on these ethics rules and on these statutory proceedings so they don't get themselves in trouble and they don't put their subordinates in very awkward and even legally liable positions.
Joe Kaplan is a founding principal at Passman & Kaplan. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're quite welcome, Tom.